The drive to boost the minimum wage has been spiked by Fight for 15, an organizing campaign lobbying for a $15 an hour wage floor in the fast food industry. Fiscal Policy Institute Deputy Director and Chief Economist James Parrott recently testified before the New York State Wage Board's hearing on increasing the minimum wage in the fast food industry. In testimony, he stated $15 an hour is a step in the right direction. He cited the average wage at fast food establishments across the state, which is $9 an hour, 25 cents above the $8.75 minimum wage rate.
You know, that would really take a fast food worker working sort of a typical 28-hour fast food work week. It would take an hourly wage of upwards of $20 an hour to support even if a person living on their own, a single adult with no family to support, would need at least $20 an hour.
In May, Governor Andrew Cuomo requested the wage board consider hiking pay for fast food workers. Thursday, he attended a rally in New York City.
And then you have the minimum wage, which is supposed to be a living wage when FDR passed the law. That's what he said.
At the gathering, Cuomo told reporters he was uncomfortable with the phrase income inequality.
It suggests you don't like the rich people. And that's not true. We aspire to wealth. I hope my kids are millionaires. Acquisition of wealth is a good thing, right? It's the American dream. That's why people came here.
The board's recommendations are expected any day now, and Cuomo could enact them without approval from the state legislature. The Business Council of New York State argues increases in the state minimum wage should be addressed through the legislature, not unilaterally by the Commissioner of Labor, as statute currently allows. In a prepared statement, the council says it, quote, believes the state's long-term future requires improvements in the state's overall economic competitiveness, imposing significant new costs on employers, including new or increased wage mandates, is contrary to achieving that objective. But economist Parrott says many low-wage workers make so little they qualify for public assistance.
This effectively involves shifting business costs from the fast food companies to the public and asking taxpayers to pick up that.
Parrott believes a $15 fast food wage floor would boost consumer spending and reduce poverty and would have positive overall economic consequences. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo is set to conduct a series of public hearings across the state on the issue. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.